It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up, we'll hear about large cow farms and water quality in northeastern Wisconsin. First, the University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents met today in Madison. One of the topics on the agenda, the big one, the cut to the UW system in the state budget and how it affects the different campuses. Earlier this morning, the state assembly passed that budget, passed the Senate earlier this week, now headed for Governor Walker's signature. On Monday, the Regents had announced their proposed allocation of the budget cuts. UW-Milwaukee is taking a significant hit by one measure, the largest drop in annual operating budget. Here to talk about the budget cuts is Mike Sportello. He's the student body president at UW-Milwaukee. Mike, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So what was your initial reaction when you heard that UW-Milwaukee was going to be taking some big cuts when all is said and done?
Sure. I guess what I have to say firstly is that although everybody's hurting here, UW-Milwaukee is in a very unique position. Although we are viewed as one of the biggest campuses, we're also one of the leanest. In 2010, the Goldwater Institute did a report, and it was shown that we were by far one of the leanest universities. We average around 10 or 11th or 12th through a few different categories that had to do with administrative personnel to student ratio and spending to student ratio. And we were shown to be about 10 or 12 out of about 200 universities in terms of leanness. And so when you say that, although UW-Milwaukee has a lot of students, they have room in their budget to cut, they have fat to trim, this really isn't the case. UW-Milwaukee is incredibly lean.
So given that all campuses are facing some cuts because of that leanness, do you think UW-Milwaukee should take proportionally a smaller amount of the state cuts here?
I do. Another problem that UW-Milwaukee faces, because we're so lean, but we also have significantly fewer sources of revenue. Most of our students come from in-state, so we don't have a lot of out-of-state tuition, which gives us a little bit more money. We don't have any things like law schools or medical schools. We don't have a largely significant donor pool right now. And so when you look at the other sources of revenue that perhaps some other colleges and universities have in the system, we really don't have those. And UW-Milwaukee is struggling to meet both of our missions, which is a research university, excellent research, and also an access university to help support students that otherwise would never be able to make it to higher education.
Now, you've been watching this story closely. You were at the Regents meeting today. Have you heard this argument being made to the Regents, apart from yourself?
Sure. Oh, yeah. You know, UW-Milwaukee faculty, staff, administration, and students have all been doing our part to help advocate. We're thankful that a couple other temporary measures, so a $20 million temporary, we received a large portion of that from UW system to help tide over the first year, as well as a good portion of the $50 million that was replaced back into the system by the JFC May 29th Omnibus Amendment that was passed, like you said, the last couple of days by the state and assembly. So we've been doing our part advocating them. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough this year, but I'm confident that because all the Board of Regents did this year was approve it for 1 year, we can really strive to change the funding allocation system that they currently use for the next year. I think it'll become quite clear after these cuts go through exactly how much UW-Milwaukee is going to struggle.
Now, tuition is on hold because of the plan and what we've heard from the governor and the legislature. In the future, though, tuition increases will probably be an option to some extent for most campuses. Is raising tuition an option for the future? How much do you think UW-Milwaukee could stand to increase tuition to make up some of these cuts?
Sure. So when you talk about tuition raises, so we've had a tuition freeze for a couple years already, and by the passing of this, if Governor Walker does sign it, which it looks like he's going to, it'll look like there'll be another freeze for 2 years. So even if you just look at, just costs to continue and inflation and things of that sort, it's looking like the system in general may go up a tiny bit in terms of how much UW-Milwaukee is looking to increase tuition beyond that. I'm not sure, and I can't speak to that.
Talking to Mike Sportello, he's the student body president at UW-Milwaukee, looking at the impact of state budget cuts, how they're going to filter down to campuses. Regents have been meeting this week. They've put together their plan. Now, Mike, a lot of campuses have been talking about buyouts, layoffs, that sort of thing. I know UW-Milwaukee now has the real information to move ahead, so there are a lot of decisions still to make. But what are your worries about how these cuts are going to impact students at UW-Milwaukee?
Yeah, absolutely. The impacts are going to be real. You know, it's unfortunate that we don't have a legislature, on both sides of the aisle that doesn't further support increasing, you know, the way we support education. There'll be some real impact to UW-Milwaukee. We've made recommendations to the chancellor. We have a committee that is composed of students, faculty, staff, and administration all together, helping make these big decisions. So we're happy to have a voice at the table, but the way things will be impacted will be all the way from student affairs all the way to academic affairs. And at the end of the day, we're going to deliver a top-notch product because that's what UW-Milwaukee does, but it will be perhaps less rigorous than it has been in the past. And we're looking at some new budgetary models to help fix that, to prepare for the future, but in the short term, we'll definitely take a little bit of a drop there.
Now, you mentioned that UW-Milwaukee currently doesn't have that fundraising pool that a school like UW-Madison might. Do you think there's still room to grow in that regard to do more fundraising for UW-Milwaukee to help cover some of the gap?
Absolutely. So although we don't have the basis, you know, schools like Madison may have, we're actively working towards that. It's obviously been a really big issue, working through our alumni pool, talking to community members, and that's what our community gets. The UW-Milwaukee community really understands exactly how lean we are, and they've done their part to support it as much as our community can. But unfortunately, it's not quite enough right now, and we're working to make that pool a little bit larger.
Now, in a lot of college towns around the state, the UW campus, whichever one you're talking about, is the big game in town, sometimes the only game in town. In Milwaukee, you've got Marquette there, too. It gets a lot of attention in the state and nationally. Are these budget cuts going to hurt UW-Milwaukee's efforts to stand out in the city with such a major colleague down the street?
I have a lot of good friends at Marquette. They do good things at the institution, but I'm very confident that UW-Milwaukee will continue to be a shining star in our state and in the rest of the country when they look at their college experience. An example of this, our enrollment actually has gone up 6% from last year. So students still understand that UW-Milwaukee is making huge strides. The last decade, we've really grown and come into our own in terms of research and student experience as well as student success after graduation. We're looking to expand internships, co-ops, and other programs at our school. Our undergraduate research program is perhaps the most vibrant in the entire state. I'm not worried at all that UW-Milwaukee will continue to shine, to be a shining star in the state. We just hope that we can get the funding to do so to an even greater degree in the future.
And what was, getting back to that UW Regents meeting today, what was the atmosphere like? Just give us that firsthand experience.
Sure. The atmosphere, the room was in general filled with a good number of students today. A lot of the student body presidents and vice presidents showed up today to help support students in the room. And then there were also administration and faculty and staff there as well. But the general feel of the room was, you know, it's a bit sad, but it's been a few months since the first announcement in February and since the subsequent follow-up on the May 29th omnibus amendment that the Joint Finance Committee put forth. And we're ready to move on. We're so heartbroken. It's still on our minds every morning we wake up, every time we go to bed at night. But we're ready to move forward as a system. We're ready to grow past this.
And, Mike, before I let you go, can you just make the case for the value of UW-Milwaukee for the city, the region, and the state as a whole?
Absolutely. UW-Milwaukee is an essential cornerstone to the Milwaukee community. There's a reason why we have so many up and growing companies in Milwaukee that we have partnerships with all over. Our undergraduate research, as I spoke a little bit earlier to, is perhaps the most vibrant in the system. We have tons of people taking advantage of that opportunity. Our Student Success Center at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is also perhaps one of the most successful. We take student success very seriously here, and we provide a lot of great academic, social, and other volunteer opportunities. We were just named the Carnegie Award, which is recognizing community service, and we're happy to say that we're unsurprised by this recognition. UW-Milwaukee cares for its community, and its community cares for us.
Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Mike Sportello, student body president at UW-Milwaukee, with us to talk about the UW system budget cuts and how they'll percolate to the different campuses around the state, UW-Milwaukee in particular.